yearly basis relating to precipitation. We're different, certainly, than most of the western United States, in that we get the majority of whatever rainfall comes the way of the west. And the unfortunate part, when we sit and we listen to debates like we've had here today and all the different interests, is that we're not, unfortunately, we're fighting over a resource that we shouldn't limit the way we do. We have the opportunity through the proper management of that resource, again, because of the fact that we're blessed in the amount of it that we get on an average annual basis, to, in my opinion, be able to provide all of the needs that have been talked about here today, whether it's for the environment or for the economy or for the folks that rely on it. We have more than enough, quite frankly, when you realize that 60 to 70% of it every year runs into the ocean. And we know a certain amount of it has to do that, and that's appropriate. But still, there's plenty there, again, through the proper management of it, to create a situation where we don't have to continue to have these never-ending, ongoing water wars that have become such a critical part of our history in this state and continue to this day, as we've observed here today and throughout this year and certainly for many years leading up to this day. So that, for me, is just a personal frustration, because I believe that if we put our minds together and we work on truly trying to solve these problems and manage this resource that comes to us the way it does, that we could do all of those things. We could protect the environment, we could provide for our needs, and do it in a very responsible way. Instead, we have this constant give and take, back and forth fight over what is the best way to proceed to, again, manage a resource that right now we don't. It comes to us, we aren't able to keep as much of it as we should. It comes to us at times and causes severe flooding and damage as a result of that. So again, there are many benefits, I think, to the ability to properly manage the resource. And as I mentioned in my opening comments, what we're really talking about here today is how do we adapt this system so that this state can continue to flourish and as we move forward in the decades to come, given what we know to be the very different changes that are impacting the state from, again, growth and the issues with the environment and the changes in hydrology and all of those things. So we think the proposal we put forward does that. We think it's more comprehensive than the other proposals that have been talked about here today. And we think that, again, if we all put our heads together and work on some of the fine points that were discussed today relating to some of the concerns that you and other committee members had about costs and how it's paid for and those kind of things, that we could come to a solution. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that yet. So that said, I would appreciate it, obviously, if we could move this bill forward and continue to work in a bipartisan manner to hopefully find a solution that meets everybody's needs.
Senator Cogdill, thank you again for your hard work. And I want to sort of take up your challenge just for a second here and suggest a path. May not be a perfect path, but a path. You've heard today, and I know you don't necessarily agree with them, but a multitude of reasons that we discussed here today, including the lack of any specificity around whether the state share for these particular projects could be zero or 50%, that it's clear that Democrats do not believe that a bond which goes to the voter should specify a particular large surface storage project as described in Senate Bill 3X. On the other hand, I recognize that the Republicans, in order to come together with Democrats and the administration on this, need confidence that the amount of money in a construct like Senator Perotta's bond will get started with at least something, at least one of the projects. This is all about compromise here. At least one of the projects, which will meet the definitions and the public benefits which you describe. It's clear from Senator Perotta's bond that the regions and the administration will have primacy over a significant amount of money still unallocated in the existing bond, Prop 84, and in Senator Perotta's proposed bond. My advice is take the Perotta construct, pick a project, and try to pencil it out. There's a whole lot of money on the table here. That would be a path that I would suggest to you and to the proponents of the strategies that you put forward here. I think we could come together. And I hope that we leave this hearing today and over the next few days we try to we try to find that delicate middle. I would prefer not to actually take a vote on your bills. If you want to vote, we can do that. But, you know, we've been through this before. We all know, I think, where it stands. You know, as a sign of, just as a sign of comedy, rather than defeat it, let's not move it, because we know where it's going to go. And let's work off Senator Parada's construct and see if we can find some of that middle ground, which I tried to describe a moment ago.
I appreciate your comments, Mr. Chairman, but I would like have a vote, please.
Moved by Senator Hollingsworth on 3 and 4. We'll put them together without objection. Please call the roll on the bills.
Senator Steinberg?
No.
Steinberg, no. Marget? Cogdill?
Aye.
Cogdill, aye. Hollingsworth?
Aye.
Hollingsworth, aye. Kehoe?
No.
Kehoe, no. Kuehl?
No.
Kuehl, no. Machado?
No.
Machado, no. Migdon?
The bills fail. The hearing will be adjourned. Senator Prada's bills are being referred to the Appropriations Committee, which I believe is meeting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. If there's nothing further to come before the committee, I thank you all for your patience and good work. We stand adjourned.